Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding the Bometzio Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara Mudav says there were these two people. One lived on the first floor and one lived on the second floor. Chad Iloi, Chad Atoi, one on the top, one on the bottom. And the Ma'azivo, the plaster between the two floors, got broken. And when the top one was washing his hands, the water fell down and caused a nezek to the bottom floor. So the Gemara brings a machlokes, who is responsible to fix the plaster? Is it the bottom floor or the top floor? Reb Chiya bar Abba said the top floor, and Reb Chiya bar Yosi said the bottom floor. And the Gemara brings a simen, v'yosef hu rod b'tzraimu. The Reb Chiya bar Yosi, the Chiya, the son of Reb Yosi, Loshem Yosef, he said that the bottom was responsible. So the simon is Yosef who wrote Mitzrayim. So Pash B'Shad is a simon be'almo that we use the word Yosef in Hurad Mitzrayim to give you the simon that Bechir Be'ab Yosi said, the one the bottom needs to fix the plaster. But as the Gemara goes on to explain, what's the machlokes between the two shittas? Who needs to be the one removing the nezek? The mazik or the nizak? The one causing the nezek needs to come and remove the nezek? Or the nezek is the one responsible to get away from the nezek, that the nezek should not hurt him? So the Chidah and the Sefer Devarim Machodim, Yush Tezvov, brings the name to the Sefer Oil Yaakov. For the simon is not a simon be'alma, but it really refers to the story of Yosef. Why is that so? Because in the Tenchuma it says, V'yosef hurad mitzraimo, al tikri hurad ela hoirid. The Yosef is responsible because he caused his father and brothers to bring him down to Mitzrayim. So he explains, what does it mean? Because we know that Yosef, the Malach met him before he met his brothers and told him, don't go to your brothers. They have bad thoughts about you. They want to do something wrong to you. And he should have run away. Meaning, according to the Tanchumo, this goes like the Shita of the Nizak needs to remove himself. It's the responsibility of the Nizak if he knows something wrong can happen to get away from the Nezek. So that's what Chiya bar Yosi is saying. Chiya bar Yosi says, the one on the bottom floor needs to fix the plaster because he's the Nizak, it's his responsibility. You see it from Yosef or Mitzrayim, the Tanchumo says there was Yosef who's the one who caused it because he could have protected himself. Could make sure not to be sold to Mitzrayim. So the fact that Yosef has responsibility shows me that al nizak leharchik hazatzmei. The Chitor continues to say, based on this explanation, epshat al derech haremes, and he says that the one on the top floor is considered to be the baal gaivo. The baal gaivo causes the plaster to be broken, means it causes damages to happen to the world. He causes the Midas Adin and the Mekadrikim to come down to the world. This connects beautifully what we mentioned in the previous year, that the bottom refers to this world. Shemayim Shemayim Lashem, V'aretzon Osa Levnei Adam. So the Baal Gaiva brings himself up, he causes damage down here in this world. And once he causes the damage, the people that are Anovim, the ones that don't have Gaiva, they get hurt too. Because when Rishoyim caused damage in the world, the Tzaddikim get hurt as well. The Shaila is, who's responsible to fix? Does the Rishoyim have to do tshuva, that's how they're going to fix the world? Or the Tzaddikim need to go and do special avodah and tshuva and tfilo to fix the world? Is the Mazik, the Baal Gaiva, need to fix the world? Or the Nizak, the one who got damaged, need to fix the world? The Tzaddikim in the world need to fix it. And this goes back to the simon, the Yosef HaTzadik, he got hurt by his brothers. In this case, we refer to the brothers as the one on the top, even though they're not Baalei Gaiva, but in reference to this story, Yosef is the Tzadik. And still, there's a tain on Yosef, they need to make sure to fix it. So you see from here that when the din is great in the world, the Tzadikim were the ones who were responsible to fix the world and bring back the world to where it's supposed to be. Just to conclude this, the Ben Yoyodi here brings another pshat, that Eloi Tatoi refers to two types of Averis. Because we know there's two brises that Kosh Baruch Hu did with Am Yisrael. There's bris Amor, the bris Mila, which is the bris of a person making sure that anything to do with the bris milah is done correctly, nor arayas and no other averus with the mar, and there's bris alosh, and that's to do with lashon hara. And the shaila is when a person does averus, and you have both, you have lashon hara and you have that averus of the mar, which is the one you have to fix first? Which is more important to fix, the bris alashon or the bris amar? The mouth or the bris milah? And he says that's the machlekes over here in the Gemara. So I saw the Sefer Arches HaShalem says, okay, so how does that fit with the pasuk from Yosef? He says, because we know that Yosef had two averes that he had to fix in his madrego. One was the aver of Lashon Hara, and Yosef spoke bad against his brothers. And one was bris amar in his level. There was Misal Sal Misayro. He made him look beautiful. And that's what Kishbogu says he's going to misgari by him. He brought him Ashes Petifar because he was in his level. He wasn't careful enough in the Indian Bris Amor. And the Pasuk Yosef Ured Mitzrayimu brings Rashi over there that you were misgari Bisaroi. Ani Migare Bechasadoiv. I'll start up with you, the Ashes Petifar. So you see that why would Yosef win Mitzrayimu? The main was not Bris Alosh, it was Bris Amor. The bottom bris is what you need to fix first. That's the raya from Yosef, that's the one they have to focus on. That's the one that needs to be fixed first before the bris halashon. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.